We are going to proceed now with a ceremony with you. Commissioner Donetta Davidson of the United States Election Assistance Commission. Madam, please.
Thank you. Good afternoon. I would like to thank the Organization of American States and their representatives here today. Ambassador Albert Random, Ambassador Carmen Loma Lee, thank you. And also Ambassador Joseph Castillo. Apologize on the pronunciations. I also want to tell everybody here with me today is my fellow commissioners, Janine Beach and Gracia Hillman. And also we have staff members present with us today. I really appreciate all the work that they have put into this effort also. I know many of you or many of the people that were planning on being here couldn't attend today because of the events that has taken place and a terrible earthquake in Haiti. Our thoughts and our prayers go out to those in need and to their families. It has been very rewarding working with OES and the U.S. Permanent Mission to develop the Memorandum of Understanding. This is an exciting time for us, and it is very rewarding to look out in the audience and see so many OES ambassadors here today with us. I know that they have participated in OES events and afforded us all with opportunities to exchange experiences and ideas for improving the election process. For instance, last June, I had the pleasure of participating in the Inter-American Meeting of Electoral Management Bodies in Ottawa, Canada, where I learned a great deal from OAS nations about their involvement in elections. We look forward to the future opportunities to share experiences and best practices with OAS Secretariat and member states. OAS has a crucial role to play in sharing experiences and building network in the field of elections. We are faced with large-scale, high-stake, time-sensitive undertaking in organizing and administrating elections. Elections reflect traditions and realities in each particular country. There are, however, basic democracy principles that are universal. These inherited sets of freedoms and responsibilities, regular, free, and fair elections that provide a voice for all citizens lie in the heart of democracy. That is why we believe that sharing the experiences of the practices here can be invaluable in supporting democracy growth. The EAC looks forward to working with Ambassador Lobelin, OAS member state, to depend upon the cooperation in strengthening elections. Thank you.
Ambassador Albert Ramdin, Assistant Secretary General in charge of the General Secretariat.
Thank you very much, Anna. Commissioner Donetta Davidson from the Electoral Assistance Commission, Election Assistance Commission. Ambassador Jose Enrique Castillo, Chairman of the Permanent Council. Ambassador Carmen Lomelin, the Permanent Representative of the United States to the OAS. And of course, our distinguished ambassadors and permanent observers in the audience. And also our colleagues from especially the Department for Political Affairs, the Department for Electoral Observation and Assistance. Ladies and gentlemen, we are very pleased to sign this cooperation agreement with the Election Assistance Office for several reasons. One, as you know, the organization is very committed to supporting peace and development in countries, and that cannot happen if there is no electoral process which functions freely, fairly, and well-organized. So what we hope to do is that we can continue strengthening democratic systems, electoral systems, and supporting member states in their efforts to upgrade, strengthen their electoral systems through this cooperation with the Election Assistance Commission of the United States. We have provided, over a long period, assistance to many member states in strengthening electoral systems from different perspectives, purely from a technical perspective, electoral observation. And now we hope to expand this service in terms of benefiting from your expertise in terms of technology, in terms of electronic voting, and all of those new features which we have to look at. And I hope that member states will certainly benefit from that assistance. We look forward, therefore, Mrs. Davidson, to strengthen this collaboration, which already basically started. This is just a formalization of a process which is ongoing. Let me, in conclusion, say that the organization is strongly committed to assisting member states in further strengthening electoral processes, and especially through our Department of Electoral Cooperation and Observation of the OAS, we will seek to offer this new kind of assistance, which will become available now through this cooperation agreement, to all member states, and it will hopefully lead to more peace, more security, more development in all of our member states. I thank you very much.